This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor at worldsweeper.com, and today we're speaking with our contractor of the month for the month of March 2011, and that is Alfred Lopez, who is the owner of Centroplex Sweeping. They're located in Waco, Texas. So first off, congratulations, Alfred.
Thank you very much, Ranger.
I think I'll start off here, Alfred, by telling people why I chose you as a contractor of the month. It's not because you're the largest contractor in the country, and you're certainly not the smallest either, but it's because I did your website, World Sweeper. You called and asked us to do your website, and that doesn't mean you get to be Contractor of the Month, but I learned enough about you during that process that I decided I'd like to feature you as a contractor. I really enjoy your community involvement. I like everybody talks about being the eyes and ears of the property manager, and you've taken that one step further, which people will hear about. If you would, get us started and tell me how you got into sweeping and why and when that occurred, if you would.
Well, Ranger, I started out, my dad had a sweeping business and a pavement maintenance company. You know, I was in his company and decided I wanted to branch out a little bit and take my own sweeping company. Started helping other communities, just learned from there. I have over 25 years experience. I've been on my own for about 6 years now, as my own company. I like what I do. When I was little, I always peek out of my window at night, always watch the sweeper guy driving around the shopping center. And those are my memories, my fondest memories, always watching him go around and sweeping. And ever since then, something about sweepers and doing the work, and I just love that type of work.
Well, it sure helps when you grow up in a business like that. You don't realize what you learn as a kid, but you learn plenty of it. What year did you say this was about 6 years ago, so 2005?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
And what did you start with as a sweeper?
I started out with a Masco 1600. That was a pretty good sweeper. I've had been used to running sweepers. I ran Timcos, I ran Mascos. Schwartz sweepers, and Mike Dyke from Masco called me at the right time and willing to work it out and got me in one of those sweepers. And, you know, it's a good running little truck and good start out vehicle, and I haven't had any problems with it. It does what it needs to do.
That's a good reason to stick with something. That's for certain. I mentioned your community involvement as one of the things that you do. Talk about that a little bit, if you would.
Well, Ranger, yeah, when I was at a young age, you know, my parents raised me good and instilled values in me and to help out in the community when I was younger. I was in the COUSE program when I was about 15 years old and in the seventh grade. And when I got older, I just wanted to stay on it. And what the COUSE program is a group of community citizens that want to learn more about the police force. They take classes, I believe it's about 6 or 8 weeks. They learn what procedures the police go through, what to look for, how to help the community, and in return, I apply those same rules that I learned from the police force and all their hard work. I try to apply it over to the sweeping by watching who's on my customers' parking lots, by training my workers to look for people that could be loitering or maybe trying to vandalize. Shops or a lot of stores have automotive mechanics, stores located on the property. A lot of times you see people casing the area or driving around, and I try to get my guys to pay attention, to know what to look for, and to respond quickly, to call the police, to look at license plate numbers and get a brief description of what the person's wearing. Just the whole, you know, just for the betterment of the community, I try to get everybody to be involved and to learn and to help out with a community project. Another thing that I do, I sponsor the park. It's called Keep Waco Beautiful in Waco, Texas. And you adopt a park and you try to help go out there at least 4 or 5 times a year, if not more, and help clean the park up, keep it looking nice. You know, for everybody, for kids to come out there and play. You know, sometimes people go out there and have parties and you know, make a mess of the park, and you want to be there to help it since it is part of your community, and you want to do a good job. You want it to reflect your community, and you want it to make it look great. And I love helping out and being a part of that which place where I live.
You talk about the parks, but you're also involved in even other places through the years. I understand you've sponsored Little League teams and been part of parades. Keep talking about that. This area of community involvement is one that it pays big dividends in your business, and that's the nice part about it, I guess. But more than that, it even pays big dividends in a person's life. And so I think that's something that we should spend a little more time on. Talk about some of the other things that your company has been affiliated with, if you would. For example, one of the things you had me put on the website is a quote by Vince Lombardi, and it is, "Individual commitment to a group effort, that is what makes a team work, a company work, a society work, a civilization work." And again, by Vince Lombardi, a well-known motivational person in football, but really throughout his life and crossing a lot of boundaries. So talk about some of the other things that you've been involved with in addition to sponsoring the park.
I believe in that 110%. I like to let everybody know that Central Plex Cleveland likes to be involved in community affairs. I've sponsored Little League teams, sponsored CareKnit pregnancy centers. I've sponsored MDA, Muscular Dystrophy Association. I've sponsored parades. I've sponsored a Central Texas Air Show, which likes to bring a lot of vintage aircraft and modern aircraft to let people see the technology and the exhibits that come out. So I like to let everyone know that we like to give back to the community. We like to be out there, have our company representative to show how involved we are. We give our time and effort, not just sponsoring people, but we also give our time. We pick up trash on the parks and, again, in different type atmospheres where they want you to help out in situations like Habitat for Humanity, where you go out and you commit a day or two and help build up a house for a needy person or just to be involved, to give back. That's what we feel really good about doing.
Well, good for you. That's something that, again, I felt really positioned you for being a featured contractor of the month with World Sweeper. And this is not the first time you've been featured someplace. You were in Pavement Magazine and chosen to be somebody that they interviewed on the topic of safety. Talk about that, if you would. Is that central to the COPS program that you went through, your ability to know what really should be, what actions really should be taken in given situations?
Yes, sir, definitely. That ties in with the COPS program, Citizens on Patrol COPS. When Kimberly Dunston did that article, I, again, used a lot of the training that I learned from the police department to help keep my guys safe, what to look for, to, help out when you go on somebody's parking lot, what to look for, to make sure people aren't loitering or trying to cause damage or spraying graffiti on one of your customers' walls. And the customers, they really, really appreciate that type of work and that dedication to their properties. They like somebody to be there and watch the parking lot for them. They're not there. They don't know what's going on. They want somebody on top of it. And I like to provide that service, and that training helps out. Another thing that I like to do, which was in that article, I have my guys wear reflective clothing with all their company logos and names on their uniforms and on their trucks, so that way people know who's on that property. If the police come by, they'll recognize that's a Central Plex Sweeping truck because they'll see it in reflective materials on the side of the truck. When my guys are blowing out the sidewalks or cleaning out the corners, they'll come by, maybe they'll shine a spotlight. They'll see our guys out there working with our company name. Some companies, they don't have the names or anything on the uniforms, and it's kind of hard to see who's who, especially in the summertime when everybody spends a lot of time outside. You want to know who that guy is. Well, our company, we definitely like to have our guys' uniforms. They wear reflective uniforms to help also for their safety. When you come out through the parking lot at night, sometimes the lights are on timers and they go off. If you're in the middle of the parking lot, you definitely want to be lit up when a car comes through because, some bad things could happen. But overall, we really like learning from the police department, and I try to pass that knowledge on to my my employees.
Well, that's exemplary kind of performance, I think, to bring to your company, and especially in this type of an operation where you are there at night, and I think that's a normal reluctance for property managers and really anybody to have somebody to know whether you can trust somebody that's there at night when you're not, and to take that away from being a potential negative of, gee, who are these people that are going to be on my property if I hire this sweeping company? What do I know about their employees? To having that be completely changed over to where the prospect for your services, when they're approached by you in Centroplex Sweeping, they realize that here's a company that really puts a lot of emphasis on having training and having safety equipment and have safety knowledge and knowledge about, you know, what to do when there are loiterers or when really a variety of situations that, of course, do happen. You know, most retail burglaries are going to happen at night. And they know that they have somebody that has some training that's out there on their property. You know, I think that's huge. So, again, I really commend you for that.
Also, I'd like to say that I'm very proud that I've also captured and led to the arrest of around seven or eight individuals that were robbing vehicles. And I'm very proud of that. I got seven bad guys off the street. Just, you know, from my memory, one time I was sweeping the parking lot one night and just had a Pep Boys. I saw this guy kind of ducking down behind a car. So I decided to stay in that area of the beach, circle path, and pretend that I was, you know, wasn't paying attention to him, but still keep an eye on him, if that makes any sense. And then I saw him duck down again, so I immediately called the police on my phone, and I kept circling around and around. So what he did, he hid underneath the car, and I called the cops and said, hey, there's a guy with a hoodie jacket on and a pair of baggy pants. He's underneath the car. It's I believe it was like a red Camaro or something like that. And I waited for the police to get there. Well, they came across, and sure enough, you know, I pointed them in the direction, and that guy got arrested, and he's been burglarizing a couple of vehicles, I believe, in that neighborhood for, oh, I guess a week or so. I felt really happy to catch him, and like I said, I've arrested at least seven people that I helped the police to arrest, and I really felt proud about that.
It's a terrific record to bring out to the table, and you know, you can feel proud to tell that to any prospect for Centroplex services as well. I noticed you have a very extensive reference list. I like how you did that on your website with having all the logos that you put out for your customers. That seems to work well. Talk about, if you would, what you think it takes to create customer loyalty these days.
Well, definitely what it takes is to say what you're going to do and do it. I'm happy to say that I still have all my customers from when I started, and they've been real supportive of me, worked real hard to gain that trust with them. You know, they're not here, and they really want you to, they're really counting on you, and I really take that in consideration, that these guys are really counting on me from other cities they, you know, property manage. They really want you to do a good job, and I provide that service for them. I want them to know and have peace of mind knowing that, hey, I'm paying this guy to do a job, but I want it done right. I can't be there, so I'm going to have to trust them. And when they do come down to inspect it, they feel better about themselves because that job is being done. It's very refreshing for the property owners to call you and say, hey, you're doing a good job, or we're going to have the owners come down. Just last week, and they said, the owners are coming down. We know you did a great job, but help us out if you can. And I got a reply that evening saying that the owners were 100% pleased. Everything looked great. And not only does it make us look great, but it makes the property managers look great because they have to hire somebody they can count on, and they can count on us. It's your place sleeping.
Well, and if you can transmit the kind of pride that's in your voice when you talk about that to your employees, then, you know, that's more than half the battle as far as I'm concerned. And you must have done that or you wouldn't still have all of your customers.
That's very true.
Are there any other areas that you'd like to talk about that you think have been central to your business success?
Well, I also like to try to expand from sweeping. I like to provide other services like steam cleaning, pressure washing, day portering service, vacant item tenant cleanout or janitorial services, window cleaning. A lot of the my customers, they're very pleased that they can call me to do various jobs for them that they need instead of going elsewhere trying to hire somebody else. And I definitely like to help them out as much as I can. I report any lights that may go out and burn out on the parking lot, or if there's any big potholes, or like for instance, 18-wheeler the other day hit one of the landscaping rocks and kind of dragged it down the road and tore it up pretty good. I was able to take pictures and let them know that day the 18-wheeler had, you know, damaged their caping, and we got that fixed up pretty quick-like, and they're real, real pleased about that, and I love providing other services to help out my customers.
Well, and there's a key in part of what you said, too. Part of it is the speed to get it out to them. Part of it is to take digital photos to where they can see the damage that has occurred, and then, of course, bid them for fixing it and send it by email when they say yes in return, or if they say no in return, you have a trail of that, so that if they said yes and you go out and do the job, then you have an implied contract that will get you paid. If they said no, and then 2 weeks later somebody yells at you because there's this problem out there, you can show them the email that exchanged 2 weeks ago when it occurred. So that's very big in terms of the way to do business these days as well. Is there anything else you'd like to cover?
I give it 110% and just trying my best and provide a good clean parking lot and a good quality work for my customers. I definitely love sweeping.
Well, that's the key right there, is you've got to love what you're doing. It's clear that you do, and that makes such a difference. Your approach to this is very refreshing in terms of all the background education you've received in an area that really is keyed into helping your customers understand that you're a great choice for being out on their properties at night, and that they will know if there's a problem because they can count on you and your employees to bring that in for them. So, well, I sure appreciate your involvement in our industry in such a positive fashion, and unless you have anything else to add, we'll wrap it up.
And I just would like everybody to get involved with your communities and to help out, and also get involved with your trades, like worldsweeper.com. Just go out there, do the work, and also give back to the community. That's very refreshing, you know, just to help out, do the job, and to give back. That's what I can say.
Well, I can't think of a better place to leave it, Alfred. And thank you very much. Congratulations again on being World Sweepers March 2011 Contractor of the Month. It's very deserving. And again, we've been speaking with Alfred Lopez, who is the owner of Central Plex Sweeping, located in Waco, Texas. Thanks again, Alfred, for all of your fine input.
Thank you, Ranger. It's an honor.